legendary college basketball player, Mr. Basketball in the state of Florida, maybe the best scoring player I've ever seen in high school basketball. I mean, this guy was unbelievable, and he's up to some interesting stuff now. A controversial post-basketball career as well, and just somebody I'm really looking forward to chatting with. Teddy Dupay, our guest here on 560 WQAM. Teddy, what's going on, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on today.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming on. How's G-ville?
Well, I haven't been to G-ville. I was up there a couple weekends ago when Coach Grant came back in town with Alabama. But that place is incredible. Always has been, always will be.
Teddy, before we get to basketball, Crowder, you've probably heard a little bit about his time at Gainesville playing football and then going to the Dolphins. Huge partier, had a great time.
A decent partier.
Decent partier. Joakim Noah went on the air on ESPN and said that nobody, like Tim Tebow had a more legendary career in football there, but nobody, he says, in the history of Florida athletics had more fun than Joakim Noah. I feel like you might be able to challenge him, though, Teddy.
Well, it's pretty easy to have fun there. I got to say, I know a lot more about Channing than you think. Absolutely. Aside from Ernest Graham, my favorite football player to ever play for the Gators, because he was tough and mean.
Yes, sir.
It was a fun place. I'm sure if you ask Joakim off the record, he might give you a different answer.
I was saying if you ask some of the bar owners and bouncers, they might say my name, but you know. Who did like me was the Alachua County Police, the Gainesville Police, and the state troopers. They had to get all three of them in to get me off the streets.
Well, the only way they can like you is for you to get to know them.
So Teddy Dupay, former UF star basketball player, on with us here on the Coop and Crowder Show. Now he's involved in a really cool thing. You can actually win a trip to the Final Four and support the Skills Center. And this center is, Teddy, providing like academic instruction for young people out there, and it's based out of Tampa. And I know that's a close connection to you being a Cape Coral guy.
Oh, absolutely. The Skills Center, to me, is just the most impressive organization in Tampa. You know, they use sports to teach life skills. They have incredible program they do with the Tampa Housing Authority, helping some kids get their GEDs, train them in skills. But most important for us right now is our after-school program, where we've seen over an 80% increase in reading and over a 92% increase in our kids in our program standardized math skills. So, I mean, the programs that are in place, the support, you know, the kids we reach that, you know, without our help otherwise wouldn't get help, it's a lot of fun. And like you said, if people go to Final4Raffle.com, final with the number four, and then raffle.com, you know, for $20 you can, you know, help the Skills Center out, and you might win yourself an all-expense-paid trip to the Final Four, hotels, flights, the whole nine yards, and depending on who gets there and who we know, we'll definitely go out of our way to make it an incredible experience for whoever wins.
Yeah, it sounds like a really cool trip. Teddy Dupay with us here on 560 talking about the Final Four raffle. It's Final4Raffle.com. That's the site. You can win tickets to the Final Four, round-trip airfare for two, and accommodations as well. And those tickets, as people have been to the Final Four know, that's an expensive ticket. So that's a really cool thing. Now, Teddy, you're obviously involved in great stuff now. You talked about the charity in Tampa, but it's been a controversial run for you after basketball at UF, kicked off the team your senior season, did some jail time after that. You seem like in a really good place right now. What was your lowest point? What was the point where you were at your lowest?
Really tough to tell. You know, I've made some mistakes, probably more than most people, and they've been very, very, you know, very, very covered very well in so much detail by the media. They've done a great job doing their job. What we're at right now, we're doing a great thing. We're helping a lot of people. We're helping an awful lot of kids in great, great physical health. We help business owners help their daily choices, their daily habits. We help people, you know, that have life goals. We help them get on track. So, you know, we're doing an awful lot of good stuff right now. When it comes to working with kids, I think one of the reasons I am qualified to help them is because I have screwed up. And I think a pretty important lesson to learn in life is when you do get knocked down, whether it's your fault or somebody else's, hey, you get back up stronger, you fight harder, you keep plugging. And so that's something that I share from real experience. I'm definitely not perfect, though.
Hey, Teddy, most people like me don't know who you are. It was so long ago, I wasn't a big Florida fan, but I was. But, like, the preconceived notion of you, if people were to Google you, like, how hard is it to break out of that mold of all your mistakes in the past? Like, the Skills Center, and, we read up on all the charity you do, but people still, just like me, bro, I got arrested three times in Gainesville. People thought I was a wild animal in a cage until Saturday when they let me out to play football. How hard is it to get the preconceived notion off of your back?
it's not hard at all. For other people, apparently, it's a little tricky. You know, a lot of times people talk about the past, and if you ask them to be specific, well, what are you exactly talking about? I mean, they haven't even read the news article. You know, they haven't even gone that far. Typically, people are parrots, and they'll repeat what they heard from somebody else. For me, it's not hard at all. Something I learned in sports is that every day is a new day. You know, you get to get back up when you lose, and you got to win. And when you do screw up, you really only have one option to push forward. I try not to give people that are trying to say bad stuff about me or trying to downplay what we're doing now because of what happened to me 10 years ago. I try not to give them too much energy if I can help it.
Teddy DuPay on the Coop and Crowder Show, one of the great college basketball players at Florida ever. 5'10 point guard and could score like nobody else.
Did I read this right, Teddy? Did you average 41 points per game in high school?
41.4.
It'll never be done again, Crowder. I'm telling you, it'll never be done again. And I didn't know that. People know the City of Palms tournament. Might have some good memories of you scoring. I think it was like 30 in the fourth quarter once, 70 points in a game against Cooper City. It was crazy.
That sounds like the drunk uncle that tells you that story. I scored 41.4 games in high school. Yeah, Unc, go sit in the corner.
it was good. It was fun. Our team averaged 104 points a game that last year. So, I was scoring a lot of them. Ernest Graham was scoring a lot of them. We had plenty of guys scoring plenty of points, but we really committed to our style of play, and we put the time in. But I set that old-time scoring record here in the state, and that still stands, and I don't really see anybody breaking that.
You bring up Ernest Graham. I had one of my worst injuries at Ernest Graham's bowling tournament. My finger got stuck in Fort Myers. I went out there to EG. My finger got stuck in the ball, and it twisted, and it tore the tip of my finger off. So one of my worst injuries was bowling, not in football.
Well, that happens.
Dangerous sport, that bowling.
He's a bowler, too.
Who, EG? Oh, EG's crazy bowler. I don't bowl like that. I'm more of the guy, the more pitches of beer come, the better I bowl.
Teddy DuPay with us on 560. You mentioned the mistakes in the past, but we also brought up your amazing college basketball and high school basketball past. Do you like when people bring that up, with people see you on the street and people bring up some of those old stories, the games, the high scoring games? Does that ever bother you, or you like?
No, not at all. Anytime somebody's talking about you, it's typically a good thing. Even if it's somebody that wants to bring up something, negative in the past, I'm really okay with that, because the things we're doing right now, we're helping a lot of people. We're helping a lot of kids on several different levels, getting healthy, getting your life back in shape, getting things manageable. Like I said, helping people with some daily habits that will help them short-term and long-term in a lot of aspects of their life. So we're real focused. We're real blessed with where we're at right now. Certainly, I know I've had a lot of help, but it's made a mistake like I have in the past. Some people don't get a second shot. So I'm very grateful for that, but we're making the most of it, and I'm certainly not taking any of this for granted. We're doing a great job right now.
One of the strangest Teddy DuPay stories I ever heard was the fact that Nevin Shapiro, the booster, the Ponzi schemer here from Miami, used your name as his alias when he didn't want people to know where he was. What was your reaction, Teddy, when you found out that this jerk, Nevin Shapiro, was using your name as an alias?
Well, I've got a lot of connections down there, and not sure if he was using it as an alias or to try and take advantage of some of the relationships that I've built over time. But either way, I'll choose to look at it in a positive light. It's kind of the greatest form of flattery.
Do you think you two look alike?
No, not at all. I'll take him right to the post. He's too short. He's like 5'6".
I love a 5'10 guy saying he's too short.
Man, 5'6". I'll take him right down there. I'll rough him up.
That's Gator swag. 10 years out. 12 years out. Gator swag still. I love it.
All right, Teddy. Now, one more thing. It's interesting, man. I know you lost a lot of weight. You're playing ball again now, right? And Crowder and I did a lot. I know a couple things you were using, and you really stand by this product. You talked about the Pure Green Coffee diet.
Oh, yeah.
Lost like 50 pounds. Is there also something, like Crowder and I talked a lot during the Ray Lewis stuff about deer antler spray, and we learned a lot more about what that really is. Is that something you've used too?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Everybody talks about iPhone 4, iPhone 5, iPads, all this incredible technology, and it's happening so quick. The same thing is happening with medicine and supplements. I do take, and I'm a huge believer, in Pure Green Coffee. And anybody can go to buypuregreencoffee.com, and they can use exactly what I use. It's all natural. It really helps. I always recommend a better diet. I recommend exercise. But with a lot of the clinicals done with this stuff, you don't have to change anything about, you know, who you are. It's got chlorogenic acid in it, and take it before you eat. You know, say it eats up some of the fatty acids, and it helps people lose weight by changing nothing. Now, obviously, you'll get better results if you change everything about your lifestyle. But this is a really cool product for people that don't have time to work out. They're in a habit of eating, you know, on the run, fast food, things like this. And sometimes you lose 5 or 10 pounds. You take a look at yourself in the mirror, and if you can see improvements, kind of sometimes that's that little extra added incentive or push to wake up early and get to the gym. Maybe have a meal replacement shake instead of a big bagel with cream cheese. So, you know, whatever we can get to turn somebody on to help them out and live a better, healthier, you know, more fulfilled life, you know, that's what we're going to do.
All right, so Teddy, you know, this is really cool what you're doing with Final4Raffle.com. Let's talk about the tournament for a second, though, because everyone's going crazy with the brackets today, and I know you still follow college basketball. How far do you have the Gators going, and what do you think about Miami?
Oh, God, I love them all. Miami, I really love. Actually, one of my point guards is going to go there. Right now, one of my big kids is there, Tonier, with some of these older kids moving on next year. You'll learn a lot about him, 7 foot from Africa. I actually taught him how to drive a car when he first got here. And then DeAndre Burnett going there next year, I think he'll be one of the top five point guards in America. I don't have them going to the Final Four. Indiana's going to beat them. And then obviously the Gators, you know, I have them in the Final Four. FGCU, I've got them winning 2 games, beating Georgetown and San Diego State. They're going to meet Florida in the Sweet 16. And then the only other upset that I'm kind of calling is Middle Tennessee State over on the other side, because a good friend of mine, Monty Tao, is an assistant coach there, and I saw them play the Gators here in Tampa early in the season, and they're really, really good.
Oh, that's your sleeper pick, Middle Tennessee. I like that one.
Yeah, FGCU, that's Andy Enfield down there in Fort Myers, Florida Gulf Coast University. You guys have been talking about the Miami Heat. Nobody talks about what an impact that has on the colleges. You know, guys at smaller schools typically get regional players. And what Miami Heat has done to create excitement for basketball, having the biggest star, having the best team, winning championships, I think you're going to see Florida basketball just really, really erupt at all the schools here over the next couple of years, because kids that are younger, which is rare in Florida, they might want to play some basketball. So if we can get some of those athletes off the football field to play basketball, holy smokes, it's going to be pretty interesting.
I think that's great to hear. I've been, Crowder and I have been talking about that for a while. He's downplaying a little bit. But I'm with you, man, because you saw what happened with football down here, with the explosion of the Hurricanes football team, of course, and the Dolphins were so good for so long, and I think that really does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference. Channing will tell you, every football player wants to be a basketball player.
Well, I fouled out of my first 3 basketball games and got kicked off the basketball team, so they took my joy early in life. But I don't. How the hell are they going to help the Gators? You think LeBron and D-Wade will help the Gators? They're just helping you in, man. They need to get out of here.
Well, I mean, I think anytime, I mean, there's just a lot of good kids. The Gators are so well-established across the country recruiting, and just because Billy is so incredible. Wild Bill, as you say. He's such an incredible coach. He's got Pelfrey back on the staff, which helps in recruiting. But if you don't win your state, if you don't recruit and keep the best players in your state, in any of the states, you're not going to be the most successful program. So if it's Miami who can keep players in the state, they're going to be the best program. If it's the Gators, they're going to be the best program. But that's the recipe for success in all sports at all levels. You've got to keep your best players home.
Do you and Billy Donovan still have a good relationship, Teddy?
Yeah, all the time. All the time. Great with his wife, his son Billy, his other son Brian. I'm going to get him to play with one of my AAU teams this summer. Billy, who's at Florida now, I was in the gym shooting around the other day, and I look over and I see this kid. He looks pretty familiar, but he's 6'2", 6'3", now. Kind of looked 2 or 3 times. He finally came over. He said, "It's me, little Billy." And so I've got a very, very good relationship with that family, which has been since I was 16 years old. I was a sophomore in high school when I committed to go there with the plan to make an uncool decision, kind of pave the path for everybody else. And me and Coach agreed if we can get a little momentum going, we might have some tradition. Florida basketball won't sound so cheesy.
So you've been out there to the rich neighborhood with the head football coach, House, Bernie, and who is it? Jeremy Foley. It's about four big old houses in that one neighborhood.
Oh, well, hell, absolutely. Hell Plantation.
There we go.
I love it out there. It's the best place to go.
And your class at Florida, that's the one that included Mike Miller and Udonis Haslam, right?
NBA champions.
How about that? So do you root for the Heat then?
Oh, absolutely. I root for the Heat. I root for the Spurs. They got Matt Bonner. I love the Bulls. Me and Joe Kim are very close also. You know, all those players, you know, and you talk about Matt Walsh, David Lee, these are all guys that I was directly involved, you know, helping them make the decision to come to Florida and, you know, showing them some of the times that Channing was talking about earlier. It's tough to say no to the Gators once you get you on campus.
Beautiful.
If you go back to campus now, Teddy, do you have to buy a drink or do they just take care of you?
I look younger than I did when I was there. So I got to remind them. But every once in a while, somebody will give me a charity drink. But I have no problem buying them.
Hey, I used to go back, Ted, until a girl came up to me and called me Mr. Crowder at a club. And then I quit going back.
Oh, that's funny. That's how I thought you introduced yourself.
It's his fault he called her ma'am.
Call everybody ma'am.
He does call everybody ma'am. Hey, Teddy, really great catching up with you, man. I'm glad you're doing so well, and thanks for what you're doing for the Skills Center in Tampa. For people that want to get involved, final4raffle.com. So it's final4raffle.com, and you can enter to win a trip to the Final Four in Atlanta and support the Skills Center at the same time.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys having me on, and if there's anything I can ever do to help you guys out, feel free to ask me. I'm on the go, and as long as kids are involved and we're helping them out, I'm a big-time team player.
Appreciate it, baby.
All right, good stuff. That's Teddy Dupay right there, former University of Florida Gator basketball legend.